Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, I know it's football. The reaction Monday is that the Texans played yesterday, but obviously we know what happened with the Astros. We'll get into that a little bit later, but this is just in from Shams, ESPN, Shams Charania. Just in, Houston Rockets point guard Fred VanVleet has suffered a torn ACL. Devastating,
no,
potentially season-ending loss for the Rockets with their starting point guard and leader. Again, Fred VanVleet, torn ACL, could be out for the season. Wow. We'll see what they do. They've got Aaron Holiday there, Amen Thompson, who could run some point, and then Reed Shepard. Don't know if that's what you want to do right now on the roster, but they were able to get his contract redone where he wasn't getting paid as much, and that was going to be a really good combo with him and that starting backcourt and his leadership and his experience to go along with the rest, obviously Durant and company, and now they potentially are going to be without Fred for the season.
So, I don't need this right now, Tyler.
We are staring down
what the?
Needing the Rockets to bail us out of some rough mental spots given what's going on right now with our sports teams.
I heard Sean,
need the Rockets to get us out of there, and this ain't the news I want.
I heard Sean Pendergast say, "Get the Rockets ready. We need you." Looks like the baseball season.
Oh, I saw a few different tweets yesterday after that issue in Jacksonville. I saw a few different tweets kind of mimicking that same message, like, oh, man.
Rockets,
you know,
can't get here soon enough,
can't
right?
Wait for the hardwood. Well.
Alec on YouTube and Twitch just said, hit up Westbrook. Okay. I mean, hell, I don't know what I mean. Raphael Stone and company, they got some – Udoka, they got some things to think about. Wow, that is just crazy, crazy. See, all right, as we do react on this Reaction Monday, remember, coming up after us, we're done at 5 o'clock because you hear the coaches show with D'Amico Ryans, as he will have things coming up at 5 o'clock. So make sure you stay tuned to listen to what he has to say after. I believe he's got a chance to probably watch the film, meet with the team. He'll speak and have his coaches show coming up as we get done at 5 o'clock. But he did speak on In the Loop with his press conference. You could heard it on the loop earlier today. He talked about the close comment again, and I want to go to listeners. I want to play what he had to say today about this team being close. Then I want to hear from the people. 713-572-4610. Do you agree with your head coach, D'Amico Ryans? Here is D'Amico speaking with the media today addressing the close comment.
Yeah, what I mean by close, I said we were close in our three games, right? We were there in the fourth quarter, right? We were close to finishing and closing those games out. There are plays in each game that we've had these first three games that we didn't finish and win the game. So I'm not talking about close as a team, talking about winning the football game. That's what we're here to do. We're here to win football games. We've been in position to win those games, and we have not won the game. So we got to find a way to win the game. Right? We got to make the plays in the fourth quarter of the games we've been in. We got to make those plays to put us in position to just ultimately to win the football game. That's what we're here to do, right? That's what we work tirelessly and hard for, is to win football games. So the games have been close. We've been right there in the games, right? It's, so we just got to find a way to get it done.
Factually, they have been right there in the games. That is correct. But depending on what you're meaning with when you mean we're close. If you're meaning we're close in these games to have been a different outcome if the ball bounced, I don't even know if it's the ball bounced your way, if you were able to make more plays, sure. But overall, are you close, right? And when I think about are you close, Clint, I thought, is this team going to make a run and make a run past the place they've been the last 2 years? And I think that was the expectation. They've said put a ring on the bull. That's been the mantra they've said, and I just don't think they're close to that.
Well, I'm not even a let's base this thing on putting a ring on the bull type deal. I mean, we're 2 years with D'Amico Ryans, two with Bobby Sloak, now one with Nick Caley, and this is the lowest I've ever seen the Texans. This is the lowest I've seen the Texans product in the 3 years of D'Amico Ryans has been the head coach. Like I don't know that this is a playoff caliber team, much less a team that could compete. I never doubted from about mid year when they started off with CJ Stroud. You're like, wow, this is going to be a good thing. I never thought, boy, this D'Amico Ryans, there'll be a D'Amico Ryans coach football team that may not even scare the playoffs. Yeah. And we're watching that right now.
Yeah, they've got some tough games left on the schedule to try to get to 9 or 10, and that's where they got to get to. All right, Clint, we'll kick it off with you. Do you feel like you agree with head coach D'Amico Ryans that the Texans have been close? Clint, you in the building?
Yeah, Clint. Hey, what's up, show?
Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, man. Hey, Clint, what's going on? My name's Clint also.
Yeah, your parents got great taste.
Oh, they do, man. Clint Eastwood. Hey, first of all, man, there is no way. I want some of the Kool-Aid that he's drinking because he's feeling real good. There's no way that they're close. It's the worst they've looked. And listen, man, I got a question for both of you guys, and I'm so glad I got on today because I want to ask your opinion on this. Okay, we got rid of Bobby Sloak, which I think was a huge mistake. Like Clint said, this is the worst we've looked since D'Amico came here. And you guys remember when they were wanting to make Sloak a head coach? There were teams all around the league that were inquiring about Bobby Sloak. They wanted to make him the head coach. So we get rid of him. We should have given him at least another year. All we had to do was get the right draft picks, fix the O-line, and a few more problems. And in my opinion, I think we would be doing a hell of a lot better right now if we had Sloak as the offensive coordinator. But we bring a guy in, and I solely place this on Nick Caserio. He wanted to bring his buddy in from the Patriots. That's all that boils down to, a guy that comes in that has no experience as an offensive coordinator and didn't bring any of his staff, like you guys pointed out, and now look how bad we're doing. I mean, but if they think we're close, they're out of their mind.
Appreciate the call, Clint, and Clint Sterner. I'll let you take the last part. The first part, Clint, I said to you in the break earlier, I said I damn sure know they win yesterday's game if Bobby Sloak was a coordinator. I think they probably, to me, are 2-1 if Bobby is the coordinator. And we said this, and I said this to you last year, Bobby Sloak did not get fired because he didn't know what he was doing. I know that was a narrative that became really cool and popular. You don't do what you did the first year with, at times you could argue, worse talent than you had the second year and just all of a sudden become stupid. By the way, and become stupid to 10 wins. and winning the division. I mean, they're dead last damn near in every offensive category right now. So Bobby Slowick did not get fired because he doesn't know what he's doing. Bobby Slowick got fired because somewhere in there with an important relationship, important person in the building, that relationship somehow dissolved and made him expendable. Like, to me, that's it. You don't have a coordinator who is a year removed from having, as Clint said, maybe the best offensive season from a rookie quarterback that is getting head coaching looks that you then gave a raise because you wanted him to keep, then all of a sudden he's out. You'd at least give him a talking to in another year. So to me, it's clear this wasn't a Bobby doesn't know what he's doing thing.
Yeah, no, I don't doubt one bit right now. I think somebody would be crazy to shape their mouth to even suggest that this wouldn't be a better football team and more a better offense if Bobby Slowick was still here. I mean, they've completely shifted the terminology, and the terminology appears to be the terminology appears to be so difficult that these guys can't figure it out. They can't even communicate it. So yeah, I don't know what they would have won or not won. I mean, I think you could argue they'd be 3-0 if Bobby Slowick was still here and they weren't changing terminology and changing scheme and starting all over. But they were significantly better the last 2 years than they are right now in offensive football.
And CJ was too. All right, Jay, jump in here. I can get you, Jay.
What's going on, y'all?
There you go, Jay.
So, to be honest, we just don't have a good football team. We have an excellent defense, but our offense is so poor that it just makes our defense okay. And I feel like that we definitely should have won these last couple games. I mean, we talk about Miami. You know, we laugh at Miami. We laugh at the Jags or the sorry teams of the nation. Man, but I bet they'll come down here and beat us, man, because that's how bad we are. You know, I bet you they come up here and put up 21 points. And guess what? I have no confidence in this Titans game. You know why? Because I feel like Cam Ward is going to have a coming out party. And we are going to find a way to lose the game because we are not a good football team. We may be the worst football team. And let me tell you what we're close to. We're close to 0-16. You're close to 0-4, you're close to 0-5.
Jay,
and you're close to being 5.
Jay, I appreciate you. Call, take a deep breath. 0-16, what about the 17th game? But, they're not going over.
Still got to play that one.
They're not going over. I was going to say, we're going to see. The Titans are coming to town. They're one of what you would think is one of the worst teams and winless teams in the league. Listen, but to the point he did make, Clint, that they're not playing like a good football team right now. And it especially from an offensive perspective. They're
Jared Verse is a good player. Obviously, Josh Hines Allen is a good player. I don't know that they've played anybody that I would consider a game wrecker. You know what I mean? Like the top, Simmons is coming in this week, and that's probably, would you say Simmons is probably the best player that?
Simmons or Verse, yeah, I'd say probably.
Yeah, I mean, we just haven't faced any just like dominant. Like
Nick Bosa's out for the year, so he's like, they won't run into him.
They won't run into that one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the Ravens really have that. The Broncos have some good guys on their team. Maybe Chris Jones. They'll face Crosby a little bit later on with the Raiders. So yeah, you're right. They hadn't had to run into, you know, they hadn't run into Myles Garrett, right, or Micah Parsons or something like that.
Yeah. So the point there is just that they're not. This is not a talent issue. This is not like, boy, the guys you're playing, man, they're just so damn good, you can't get things rolling. This is a Texans issue. And whether it's talent or it's coaching or it's bad luck or whatever you want to call it, it's just this is about the Texans. This isn't about the opponent for damn sure.
Yeah, Mac, jump in here, man. Do you believe that you agree with with D'Amico that the Texans are close?
I would say this. How y'all doing, by the way? I would say this. I think they could possibly be close, but to me, and I know people hate to hear this, but to me, CJ's internal clock is running about 2 or 3 seconds ahead of what's going on the field. Like, I feel like his first year, he was kind of rookie, loosey-goosey, but it's like now he's just happy feet. I don't know how many times he's got sacked or what it is, but when you miss an open players like he's missing, it's something else. But what I want to say is this. Daniel Jones, the guy in Indianapolis, he's proven that it wasn't him because he has the talent, and he's shown. They punted one time this year. I don't know what caliber teams they've played versus the teams of the Texans, but Daniel Jones, if we had Daniel Jones, I feel like we'd be 3-0. It's just DJ's internal clock is not – it needs to be wound up and set right to me. What do y'all think?
Well, I think there's it's a great point. I think it's a great conversation to have. I think in the hindsight's always 20/20, but I think I did say this in the moment as we were watching training camp of just the defense just absolutely wreck the offense game, practice in, practice out, just one after another. You know, that's not conducive to installing an offense effectively. That's not conducive to your quarterback seeing things clearly and feeling confident and get good quality reps. And if I remember correctly, I got hammered on that text line talking about, oh, you sit, you want to play, you got to take care of him, you got to help him, you got to – No. I mean, it's just a matter of do you want good quality practice reps or do you think it's more important for your quarterback to go out there and just get his head beat in every damn day and deal with chaos in the pocket every single day? I would say that C.J. Stroud dealt with enough of that. And I do think there's some truth. I guess my overall point is I do think there's some truth to the caller of like, you know, there's a real there. I'll say this. I think it's very real that quarterbacks that get hit all the damn time and always have to live in chaos, their internal clock gets sped up and it screws up the timing and rhythm. It screws them up from their ability to just play the game confidently and calmly with their own instincts. And it's I would be shocked if C.J. Stroud, given what he took last year and given what he dealt with in training camp, I would be shocked if C.J. Stroud's not having some level of struggle in that category.
No, I think that's real. I think Patrick Mahomes is dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's seeing pockets collapse that aren't collapsing yet. And I think Caleb Williams is somebody that's dealt with it this year off of last year. All of those guys that had a lot of pressure and sacks last year and issues with their offensive line, I think have struggled. Those three being like the biggest ones that was talked about coming out of the season, I think they all have kind of had those issues. All right, coming up as we continue, there is some news that just broke about the Texans. We'll deliver that coming up next. And it is our Players of the Game, our Man Eye Institute Players of the Game. You can text in if you have any. We will do ours coming up next right here live on the
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, some news. I would say good news for the Texans. According to Jonathan M. Alexander, Houston Chronicle, the NFL has removed Texans safety Jimmy Ward from the commissioner's exempt list after a grand jury declined to indict him last week, league has announced. Also with this report, Clint, the league's review into the situation remains ongoing. Jimmy Ward remains on the reserve PUP list, but could theoretically come off the list after next week's game. So after 4 weeks, the Texans could have Jimmy Ward and Joe Mixon eligible.
Who?
Jimmy Ward and Joe Mixon, right? Oh. Joe Mixon's four games, correct?
Yes, I believe that was
four
what,
games, yeah, and yeah. He's eligible to come back after four games. So they
I can. Love Joe Mixon.
I don't know if they're talking to Joe Mixon. I don't know if they're on speaking terms.
They wish him well wherever he is, though.
I'm going to tell you, Texans.
Hope he's well.
I am not going to let that go. All right? This is not going to be another Justin Britt situation. I still don't know what happened to Justin Britt. None of us do. He played on the team one day. He was out. Then Lovey told us he wasn't going to answer any more questions about Justin Britt. And we never, ever got an understanding. I believe we had somebody who worked in the building that saw him at a C store in Stafford. That's the last I've heard of Justin Britt. And this is a Pro Bowl running back from last year who is one of your most important offensive pieces in a season where you're almost dead last in every important category, including 12.5 points a game. You've only been in the red zone four times, as our boss Parker Hillis just came in and talked to us about.
0-4, by the way.
Yeah. And that's in the three games. And we have not heard anything or seen anything about Joe Mixon or even just flat seen Joe Mixon. But he's eligible to come off after 4 weeks along with potentially Jimmy Ward. So maybe help is coming. But just wanted to pass that along to you all.
Mm. We're painful, boys and girls. Yep. But I'm going to be at Twin Peaks Kirby today.
Whoa!
Twin Peaks Kirby today, 6 to 8 o'clock tonight, baby. Get you ready for Monday Night Football. I'm definitely going to catch the first half, too. Come on through. I got a gift card. I want to drink cold beer with the drive. You want to drink cold beer with Dirty? Come on through.
How about that?
Twin Peaks Kirby, 6 to 8. I'll be on the patio. I'll be on the patio with a cold beer in my hand. I want to invite everybody by there to hang out a little bit.
About that, huh?
Twin Peaks Kirby right out the window here, man.
There you go. That's one of our favorite spots.
Yeah, yeah. I invite you. I invited both of you guys. You guys are more than welcome.
Yeah.
I know you're busy. I know it's your early day. It's your early day. I don't want to look at your
early day's not it. You know, it's just trying to juggle.
Oh, okay.
Certainly got two practices tonight.
Yeah, I mean, and practice is important.
Softball and a little football. But we'll see. There it is. Go join him, though. Did you hear what he said, though? He got a gift card that you can get in here and have yourself a drink. Kirby, right there.
Kirby Ice House, Twin Peaks. I'm not Kirby
Not
Ice
Kirby
House.
Ice House, but
Kirby,
just
Kirby location, Twin Peaks, baby. Let's get it.
Yeah, there we go.
Get talking about drinks. I just had to put all my locations
all
out there, huh?
Damn it, all of them. All right, let's do it. We do this every Monday. Our Man Eye Institute players of the game. I'll start here, Clint. Listen, there was a lot of guys out there, and really, I said this to Tyler before we did the show in prep. Nobody was perfect. Everybody may have a wart in this game that we'll put up as players of the game. But I'm going to go with Azeez Alshire. You heard it on the broadcast multiple times from Adam Archuleta that he was just flying around all over the place. Four tackles in the game. Very physical as always, but not taking it over the top. And you know this had to be an emotional game for him because obviously this was the place in the game against the Jags in which he had that issue last year that landed him suspended for several games. But I thought he played well, played with an edge, but didn't cross the line ever and was very, very physical. He missed a couple of tackles there, but as I said, everybody has, you know, maybe a wart from this game. But I'll go and I'll give it to Azeez Alshon.
I like it. I like it. Look, I mean, he's the voice of the defense. I think what's that defense? What are they you know, like I said, I think I would accredit them with 13 points given up. I know they gave up 17, but I think they let them score.
Yeah.
So they've kept you in every game. They hadn't played up to the top three defense in the league standard, I don't think, but they're damn sure playing well, and that's the mouthpiece, that's the main communicator. So I like Azeez Alshon.
All right,
I'm gonna tell you, I tell you, I'm gonna go with, man. And yeah, it's hard to find somebody, but I think this is real. I'm gonna go with Tremaine Smith.
Really?
Absolutely. When you step in for Derek Stingley Jr. and the rest of the game, which it was obvious early on, it was the first drive I saw him holding his ribs. I thought it was his hip, but his ribs. So Tremaine Smith was in the game early on, probably second or third drive he was in the game. When you're really the fourth corner, because don't forget that Jalen Smith, the third round draft pick out of USC, who was a third string corner, is out. When you're the fourth string corner and you get thrust into action on the road against Jacksonville and you are in no way, shape, or form ever targeted, ever a problem, ever. I don't remember him ever. In fact, I remember him damn near making a couple of plays. And so
I think he was involved in a couple of those drops, but
oh yeah, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
The Jags had there in the
yeah. Well, they had about four or five of them. So hell, somebody had to be involved.
Road,
but yeah, the fact that he wasn't the reason that this defense got scored on. I mean, you look, Kamari Lassiter was actually covering the receiver that caught the long one at the end there to put him up. Or that ultimately led to the drive where they scored a touchdown to go up 17-10. So I'm going to go with Tremaine Smith. I mean, that's you're thrust into that action as a fourth corner on a team, special team specialist, and all of a sudden you're thrust into action. I thought he played well.
Yeah, I did. I thought they may pick on him.
Yeah.
And they really didn't. They just went after
whoever. I mean, it
doesn't
surprise me that Trevor was not able to, but yes, I expect him to go after
yeah,
him.
Yeah, what happened time. On that stretch, man? Brian Thomas dropped a third down. What's the Parker Washington there? I don't know, he dropped one. They set up a nice little swing route, and ETN dropped one right.
Unbelievable. Bad team, bad football team, man. I mean,
what is going on?
Again, that's just a bad football team that you got beat by. And that run of what was it? Six plays. There was four drops, an interception, and one running play.
Yeah, his interception was every bit as bad as CJ's.
That was definitely the same play.
Yeah, same thing. All right, Tyler.
Yes, sir.
who's your man? I Institute player of the game. I just get nervous in these games with Tyler.
Well, my Man I Institute player of the game goes to the fine folks of Jacksonville. Those fine Jags fans that
Chris
you saw
Chris
right off the field in them cabanas, them poolside cabanas out there in Jacksonville. Shout out to y'all. Throwing some money into our economy, boosting the economy a little bit, enjoying a nice football game from a pool right next to the field. Well done. It was an ish show of a game, but hey, your team left on top. And if you're like me around this time in September, you're already over summer. You're hot as hell. Way to keep yourself cool in an otherwise awfully hot and disgusting matchup in Jacksonville. Shout out to you Jags fans in those pools.
Text line coming in with, even though we fumbled, Nico Collins.
Okay. What about the drop in the first drive?
Again, everyone has warts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, except for the fine folks of Jacksonville, Florida, in the poolside cabanas. I don't know if they have warts that we know of.
Oh, Chris and Tanya, I think I heard they paid a pretty penny for that.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. Mm-hmm. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Watch the new season of Tulsa King streaming now exclusively on Paramount Plus. All right, weekends best, weekends worst. There's I'm certain a lot of people have a lot to choose from, but college football, Major League Baseball, the Astros, the Texans, a lot to choose from. Weekends, best weekends work.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We'll do that next.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, just to catch those up on a Reaction Monday, one, coming up behind us, we are off here at 5 because you will get to hear from your head coach, D'Amico Ryans, the coach's show. Coming up behind us at 5 o'clock. You're not going to want to miss that as he's met with his team, met with the watch the film. Should be interesting to hear what he's got to say from yesterday's ball game. That's coming up right behind us, the coach's show with D'Amico Ryans. And some news and notes just to catch you up on. Unfortunate news this coming earlier in the day with the Rockets. It appears that Fred VanVleet, their starting point guard, could be out for the season. He's torn his ACL and likely to miss the entirety of the season. So that is obviously awful. That was reported maybe a half hour ago. And then other news, more positive news for the Houston Texans. Jimmy Ward, he has now been taken off the commissioner's exempt list, and he is eligible to come back after this week's game against the Tennessee Titans. He remains on the reserve PUP list, but he'll be able to come off after this week. So those are the latest other news. Jimmy Ward off the commissioner's exempt list, and Fred VanVleet tore his ACL, which is what in the hell is going on. But let's go here. 713-572-4610. YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in as well. We do a little weekend's best. little weekend's worst. Let's start. Listen, we need some good here. We need some good news, some good feel in here. And I'll kick this thing off. Little weekend's best. And I wanted to go a couple of ways. I'm going to go, and what sealed it for me, this is one of Tyler's old Aggies. Aaron Glenn and his celebration on the sidelines after they blocked that kick. By the way, several block kicks returned for touchdowns yesterday. You know, just odd. But they block a kick in the game against the Bucks. They almost won. And they run it back. And if you missed him, he ran it all the way down. And then he hit where I don't believe he had control of himself. He just, his body just said, this is what we're going to do. And he hit some sort of like a dance combo where it was slow. I have watched that thing repeatedly 50, 60 times. Aaron Glenn hit that thing over there. I'm telling you, man. I know Aaron Glenn used to be a terror in the club. I don't know what clubs there was in College Station, Tyler, where he would have gone. He's a little older than you, but I'm sure there's still some spots. I bet Aaron Glenn was out there giving him hell. He looks like he knows all the house party steps. He knows all of the kid and play steps. I bet he's got a partner right now. Right now, they're in their 50s that can go and do kid and play. Right now, that man hit
oh,
that.
Oh, I would guarantee he was tearing it up at Daisy Dukes. Oh,
hey, yeah. He is. He's sore today. I don't care what.
Clint, he does that too much. No, oh, he does
not
that.
Did you see that run down the sideline?
This, I mean, it would look too good.
It was full range. It was track good. Like yes. the knee drive and everything. Like he's my age.
And then he turned it into a dance.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I think he gets all. Clint, I bet you he's running all the time.
I think he's running and in shape, yes, but like that? Like that excited with that kind of turnover? I mean, he was covering ground, man.
Get your foot placed.
I mean, there ain't no way them hamstrings ain't sore as hell today. That run was serious now. That was a good one. That's a good call.
I could watch it. Anytime you, maybe it would not help you. Maybe you're really, really pissed off. But you're upset about something. You need something to smile and laugh at. Well, just type in Aaron Glenn, his run and dance. Boy, that thing was bad. That's my weekend's best. What's your weekend's best?
My weekend's best is the Browns beating the Packers 13-10. The Packers were viewed as one of, if not the best team in the league through 2 weeks, and really, really high hopes and high expectations for them, and the Browns go get them. But more specifically, Quinshon Judkins.
The young
rookie running back that had a little trouble getting into camp here with the Cleveland Browns out of Ole Miss, Ohio State. And more specifically, the chip that he had on Michael Parsons, Ron. I mean, in a time when we're watching the Texans, for whatever reason, just completely neglect the fact that you are allowed to chip edge rushers if your tackle can't handle them by themselves. Quinshon Judkins, his chip on Micah Parsons was exactly what the hell we should be working in practice this week. And so I got to go weekend's best to the young fella that put on an absolute clinic of how you're supposed to chip a edge rusher that just thinks he's going to freely just terrorize your tackles. And you got to remind him, make him think Micah Parsons stopped in his tracks, and he will remind him. He's feeling it today.
Oh, yeah. There was some.
No worries. I retweeted it to D'Amico, so I don't want D'Amico to be able to see. I said, D'Amico, this is it right here.
You did not do that.
Absolutely. Long, long tweet. This right here is exactly what you need to be.
You ain't lying. It was a hell of a...
You should start practice with your tight ends and your tailbacks doing this. And if they can't do it, they should be standing by you like you had Damian Pierce and Jalen Petrie at one point in time.
Hey, Cam Scadaboo almost killed Charles Amenei on a chip.
That's it. That doesn't surprise me.
He went... I thought he broke his clavicle. He came in and drilled him, but he scored the game tying touchdown too, I believe. Yeah, and then they count that game surprised me. That feels like that might have been a classic. I heard Sean and the fellas talking about it. Maybe a classic look ahead game. Got the Cowboys Sunday Night Football.
Yeah,
we got the Jerry and Micah situation coming back. And we got the sorry-ass Browns.
The thing with that Browns defense, and I hadn't studied them, but that Browns defense has been pretty solid for a few years now. It's obviously headlined by Miles Garrett, but yeah. They're pretty solid, man. So I got to go with them Browns. And like I said, specifically that running back getting that chip on Micah Parsons. That's what the hell we're talking about.
All right, weekend's best. Let's go to weekend's worst, Clint. And mine are the Clemson Tigers.
Getting ugly, ain't it?
They're, what are they, 1-3 now. They're 0-2 in the ACC. And they still have Miami to play. And they don't look like they could beat a lot of the teams in the ACC. I don't know what has happened to their quarterback, who I think coming into the year was thought to be a first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he has taken some steps back. Dabo went off last week talking about, oh, if y'all tired of winning, we'll get out of here. And listen, we like Coach Fran. We got to talk with him when he came in for the Bear Bryant Awards, and he's an intense guy. They were at Clemson, and there was no question at any point of the game, rain or weather delay involved, who the better team was, and not better, but just dominant. Their starter went down, and they still scored and still blew them out. It was just in every way Syracuse dominant, and that is not what Clemson is supposed to be. They get dominated at home by Syracuse. They lose to Georgia Tech. I mean, this is getting bad for Dabo and Clemson. I can't wait to hear his ass. Where's that Tyler guy? Dabo back.
He might need to be careful making his comments about getting me up out of here if y'all are tired of winning. I mean, that the more you lose, the worse that looks. So, I like that. My weekend's worst is I apologize, boss man, because I know you're still feeling this one, but the refs in the Auburn-OU game. I mean, I'm not one to typically pile on refs for calls. I don't mind having a conversation about them, but I'm not one to just pile on and blame. But when you allow a team, first of all, you allow a team that wins by 7 points in a tight SEC game, and you allow it to happen, and you miss a call as egregious as missing the old hideout. The play literally has a nickname. In the ref rule book, the hideout, where he runs over there and hide a pass catcher near the sideline as if he was subbing out of the game, and you miss that and you don't somehow figure that out. Ron, OU, had they figured that out, OU would have been in like a, I think I saw.
It's a 15-yard penalty.
I know, but they were already behind the chains, Ron. I think they would have been in a third and 39, something like that. Like it would have changed the game dramatically. And those refs, they missed the call, and then they turn around, and obviously there's statement after statement coming out about how wrong they were and about how it's been handled.
They wouldn't have said it at first, because at first the sideline reporter said, yeah, we saw that he was in the field to play, and he was a legal receiver. That's what she talked to them in the break, talked to the officiating crew in the break, and they were sticking to that, and then later – I guess they couldn't get through with it. I'll be honest. Brett Venables and that outfit you're running, that offensive group, that is some real weak stuff. I'm trying not to cuss.
Well, I hadn't watched much of it. What's going on? What are they doing?
Well, I'm just saying that particular play
When I first heard about it, I didn't see it live.
I saw it live.
Well, when I first heard about it, like the way I read it was like it was almost like a by accident. Like they were got caught up in sub. The guy stopped and he had like
to find out
that it was clearly part of the plan and it's an illegal play.
He sold it. It was like that time your guy Tyler Johnny Manziel went over and did that with Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan, and he went over there like he was talking to him.
Oh yeah,
and then he took off and they caught a touchdown.
I understand
pass.
As a quarterback why you want to do it. I caught me an old halfback pass one time, couple times, baby.
That man, he ran off the field right like in a jog. He looked like he was clearly coming off, and then stopped and lined up. And I mean, it was everything that the rule is in for. Yeah.
How you missed that one? In today's world, where you got you can do all kind of ways to catch that, and you don't catch it. How in the hell does that happen?
Sean McDonough was letting them all know it repeatedly. Yeah, and it was a tight game. All right, what you got coming up?
All right, we got another frustrating loss for the Texans yesterday, no doubt about it. The most egregious thing I saw yesterday that just simply cannot happen, and it's not on just Nick Caley, it's on them all. It's all a bunch. We got to talk. D'Amico, we got to talk. Nick Caserio, we got to talk. It's on all y'all, man. I'm going to tell you what that is, and we'll cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 610.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.